Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. Health Plus offers the National Diabetes Prevention Program, a one-year, evidence-based lifestyle change program to Vanderbilt faculty and staff or spouses with prediabetes, a history of gestational diabetes, or are at high risk for developing type 2 diabetes. I'm here with Karen Davis and Ben Mpuya, Vanderbilt employees who have completed the one-year program. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell me, Karen, what motivated you to take action to improve your health?
I have family history of type 2 diabetes, and so I was at risk. I was overweight, and although I was active, there were still things about my lifestyle that was not healthy at all. I had had a surgery the year before, and I didn't recover as quickly as I thought I should, and that took much longer, and it zapped a lot of my energy, and I just reached a point where I knew I needed to make a change.
And how about you, Benham?
I do have diabetes type 2 on my mother's side of the family, and on my last physical check in July of last year, I found out that my hemoglobin A1C was creeping to 5.7 for the first time. Also, my fasting blood sugar was at 110. That was a big alarm for me to start seeking help.
Karen, tell me, how much weight did you lose in the program?
I lost about 25 pounds on the program.
And how about you, Benham?
After I started the program, I have lost 44 pounds.
What were some of the positive changes that you made, Benham?
I learned that really not to eat late. I used to eat late and then wasn't aware of the calorie intake of the foods that I was eating, especially snacks. Like, for example, with my hot tea, I would have 8 to 10 dates. Now knowing that each date has 50 calories, that's right there, 500 calories that I did not even know I was taking in. So that's just one example. Overall, eating foods that are healthier, more fruits and vegetables, spending my calories in a wise way with fruits and vegetables for almost half of my calories rather than high-fat diet.
Those are some great, great positive changes. How about you, Karen?
My biggest changes came with eating a lot more fruits and vegetables, eating in more instead of eating out all the time. Even though with a busy schedule, I could find a way to come home and cook vegetables, cook food that was healthier for me than just going through a drive-thru on the way home.
Now, were there any unexpected benefits of the program, Karen?
I guess for me, I found that I had a little bit more energy, and it wasn't the burden I thought it might be of changing my diet. So that became an unexpected positive thing for me, just to know that I can change my diet, I can still find those things that I like, and I discovered so many more foods that I actually do like.
And how about you, Benham?
As a matter of fact, I used to have high blood pressure in 150 over 110. After the program I started for about 4 to 5 months into the program, my blood pressure came to 120s over 80s with a pulse of 70. So I am off of blood pressure medication almost halfway into the program.
What was the hardest challenge during the program, and how did you overcome that challenge, Benham?
There are a couple of challenges that I faced. One was recording everything in the beginning. It was really time-consuming. But the fact that as I was recording it, I was finding out about the calories, about the detail of food, that helped me overall. So that in the beginning, that was hard, but I got used to it. Also, still is a challenge, finding time to exercise. I'm still working on it. It's an ongoing challenge that I have to really tackle that on a daily basis. So.
Do you have any tips on how to tackle that challenge?
I use my weekends for sure. So I get almost 100 to 150 minutes of my exercises on the weekends. Weekday, I'll try to get minimum of 2 or sometimes 3 if I'm lucky.
That's great advice for overcoming that challenge. And how about you, Karen? Did you find any challenges and how did you overcome them?
My biggest challenges were probably the social aspect of eating, going out with friends either for lunch or you know, meeting up with someone for dinner. And for me, it just became of understanding it's okay to say no once in a while. I can back off a little bit without affecting the relationship. And fortunately for me, my friends were very supportive.
Now, tell me, how did your lifestyle coach and the diabetes prevention program group help you along the way?
It was just nice to go and hear that I wasn't alone, that I might face a challenge on one day or have a challenge 1 week, and then the next week someone else would have a different challenge. So it was just offering, being able to get support from the group, but also being able to offer support to the group.
And how about you, Benham? How did your lifestyle coach and the program help you along the way?
I couldn't have done without them, Lisa and Mallory. Mallory would always comment on my food log with a wonderful, gracious comment, encouraging me so, and also giving me good feedback. And also Lisa, through the class discussion, I would always find out about challenges that I have in class groups, so we would talk about those, and then I would learn a lot from listening to overall the group discussion.
I'm glad to hear it. How is your life different now?
I feel better. I look better in terms of going down from pant size of 40 to almost 34 now, getting close to it, and more energetic, and knowing that my numbers every 4 months and my lab values are indicating that I am on the right track. So that makes me feel good.
How about you, Karen?
For me, I think the way I look at myself, I have a more positive image of myself because others, I think, have a more positive image of myself. So I feel better about going out, wearing clothes that fit and not always loose, baggy clothes, and people treating me differently. They look at me and say, oh, yeah, she's an athlete. Okay, sure. And it makes me feel better and it makes me feel stronger and just makes me want to go out and do more.
That's great. Thank you both so much for sharing your experience about the diabetes prevention program with me today. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. I definitely highly recommend this to the people that are on borderline diabetes because I tried it. It worked. It's a gradual program. You really, the first 3-4 weeks, you learn about the food, what are fats, what you're eating in terms of calories, what are better choices. So it's a graduate program that really lets your body get used to it, and schedule wise you'll find ways to get adjusted and adopted as a lifestyle change. Really is not a fat diet, so it's working if you make it into your lifestyle changes.
And I've had so many people ask me about the program, and I just can't say enough good things about it. It is an excellent program. People at Vanderbilt and even friends who don't work here just asking me, how do you do it? What do you do? So it's an excellent, excellent program. So thank you for letting me share.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this WellCast on the form at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.